Did you know an early All-American football player was a Chippewa Indian born and raised in North Dakota? A man considered one of the best football players of the early 20th century was an Ojibwe from North Dakota. In 1930, the great Notre Dame coach Newt Rockne listed William Jennings Gardner on his all-time All-American football team for Collier's Magazine. William Birding Jennings Gardner was born on January 23, 1884 in Towner, North Dakota, to George and Anastasia Cease Gardner. Birdie's father was half white, half Ojibwe, while his mother was Ojibwe. Birdie grew up on the Turtle Mountain Reservation soon after the U.S. Indian Industrial School boarding school at Fort Totten opened in 1891. He and his younger brother George attended school there. For decades, Dixon Mounds Museum in Illinois displayed the open graves of more than 200 indigenous people. 30 years after a federal law required museums to begin returning remains, the statewide museum system still holds thousands of remains. The remains at the Dixon Mounds Museum, which is a branch of the Illinois State Museum, account for a sliver of all the Native American human remains still in the hands of the state of Illinois. Federal records show the Illinois State Museum has reported that it holds the remains of at least 7,000 Native Americans. In three decades, it has returned only 2% of them, 156 individuals, to tribal nations who could claim them under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA. That is among the lowest return rates in the country. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.